They had to compete with NFL playoff fatigue on a weekend where the Broncos beat the Steelers and the Panthers beat the Seahawks, and there was an episode of Downton Abbey on as well. Could that be why the Democratic debaters ended their contest 7 minutes early? Well, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley went at it in crucial South Carolina. Sanders criticized one of Hillary Clinton's income streams and talked about the fragile U.S. financial system.
I don't take money from big banks. I don't get personal speaking fees from Goldman Sachs. What I would do is understand that when you have three out of the four largest banks today bigger than they were when we bailed them out because they were too big to fail, it is very clear to me what you have to do. You got to bring back a 21st century Glass-Steagall legislation, and you got to break up these huge financial institutions.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, said Senator Sanders is the rare liberal who makes the National Rifle Association happy.
I have made it clear, based on Senator Sanders' own record, that he has voted with the NRA, with the gun lobby, numerous times. He voted against the Brady Bill 5 times. He voted for what we call the Charleston loophole. He voted for immunity from gun makers and sellers, which the NRA said was the most important piece of gun legislation in 20 years.
The Democratic presidential debate was the last meeting before the Iowa caucuses on February 1st. Melissa Watson is vice chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party. Melissa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So, Melissa, let me ask you an oddball question to begin with, since this is Martin Luther King Day. What do you think Martin Luther King Jr. would say about, in South Carolina, on stage, on national television, watching two white candidates debate the program of a black president?
I think he would be proud of the progress that we've made in this country so far. But I also think he would look ahead and see all the work we need to do moving forward.
How much did the debaters look ahead last night, do you think, or were they just going after each other?
It wasn't as visionary as some of the other debates I've seen, but I think with time winding down, they had to hit some hard points for now.
And South Carolina has figured prominently in the presidential contest. It's certainly going to be crucial for the GOP, and we saw a debate there just last week. And it's going to be extremely crucial for the candidacy of Bernie Sanders. Do you think he turned the corner at all, made the progress that he certainly shows in the polls in New Hampshire and Iowa stick in South Carolina? What do you think?
I really don't think so. I think in that respect, Senator Clinton had an advantage. She lost here big time in 2008, and I think she learned the lessons from her last loss here. And she invested heavily in this state and early in this state and put a lot of resources. So I think she started ahead of Bernie Sanders here, and I think it's going to pay off for her. I know that the debate played differently on TV than it did in the actual auditorium, but that room was clearly Hillary Clinton's advantage last night.
So even if pundits say that Bernie Sanders won the debate last night, the ground game is so big in South Carolina that it really played to Hillary Clinton's advantage, as far as you can see.
I do, but I also think that Hillary Clinton had to perform well. Bernie Sanders had to change minds. So the stakes were much higher for Senator Sanders than it was for Secretary Clinton.
Is there a suspicion of Senator Sanders on the part of Democratic voters in South Carolina, or is it just he's untried? He's a face people don't really know, and Hillary Clinton is someone they know very well.
No, I don't think voters are suspicious of Sanders. I think voters really like his message. He gets a lot of support here if you go to his rallies. He has a lot of seasoned South Carolina Democratic politicals on his team. I just think he started late and that Secretary Clinton had more of an advantage than he has. He's been to South Carolina a lot. He came for several rallies for Fight for 15. He came and campaigned for Gloria Tinubu when she was running for the Congressional District 7 representative. So he's been in the state, but Clinton has more of a vested interest here and has done a better job, I think, on the ground than he has.
Forgetting for a moment the longstanding familiarity of Hillary Clinton among voters all over the United States and that not being the case so much for Bernie Sanders, you know, there are some who say that Bernie Sanders is just too liberal for the Democratic base in South Carolina, and that Hillary, because just like Bill Clinton, is long-standing staking out of a centrist position in the Democratic Party, it's just not a movable state from the Clinton column. Is that the way you see it?
No, I don't think he's too liberal. I just think that people look at his policies and say that right now where we are, they're just unrealistic and wonder how we're going to pay for it. We like the idea of a free college in America, but we know right now it's not feasible. The community college bill that the president has currently proposed in Congress, it's going to cost $5 billion for people to get universal community college. And he's having a hard time just getting that through Congress. So imagine trying to get free college through Congress and paying for it without raising taxes. And I think Senator Clinton did a good job last night of making that contrast between what we'd like to do and what's reasonable and doable at this time in American history.
Melissa Watson, finally, before we go, did Hillary land any points, do you think, or land any punches on that question of the NRA and Bernie Sanders, given the wake of the Charleston shooting and what people are feeling about access to guns in America?
This is a topic that hits home for us. It's personal, and it's even more personal in Charleston. The debate was held, as you know, almost directly across the street from Mother Emanuel. And a lot of people who attended the debate last night stopped back by there and paid their respects. And as you know, we had family members from Mother Emanuel inside the debate, some of whom I actually are friends with. And so because of the rawness of the emotion and just what we're feeling here with what we've gone through, I do think that on that point, she had an advantage. But I also think people are smart enough to see that Vermont is a different state. It's rural. We in South Carolina some of our Democrats also like to protect hunters' rights to have guns.
Sure, sure.
But we do need to make a distinction between law-abiding citizens and hunters' rights for guns and the need for AR-15. And I think Governor O'Malley did a good job of saying no reasonable hunter or respectable hunter hunts with AR-15. And that's the distinction that we need to make, and a distinction that NRA is not allowing the Republicans to make.
Melissa Watson, a great sum up of the debate last night in South Carolina. Melissa Watson is vice chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party and was there. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.